Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen along with my producer, Steve Marks, and joining us, our resident researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill. How are you all doing today?
Good morning.
Well, you know, once again this week for our checkup from the neck up, we're going to be answering one of your questions. So if you guys don't mind, I think I'll read it for the listeners.
Okay.
And
sounds good.
You can take a stab at it, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My kids have all left town for college and work opportunities, and my husband and I are missing them more than we ever imagined. Do you have any advice for how to deal with this empty nest? Boy, I can relate to that myself.
I have a kid that they can borrow if they need one.
Well, we got a whole bunch of ideas here already. One of them, for me, it also strikes home for me and my wife, because my son just moved to Seattle. Our youngest son left us with an empty nest. And I've been sort of paying attention to what helps me feel better. And, of course, one of the things that helps us feel better is staying in touch. So we stay in touch with him. We call him up and invite him to call us and stay, you know. We're trying to figure out doing Skype. We've done a little bit of Skyping. It actually helps you feel more connected than the email.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the
absolutely.
Picture and the person. Yeah.
Skype is great. As a matter of fact, I have 3 adult kids who live out of town, and I've been mourning their departure for a number of years now, and we really started doing Skype more actively, and you really feel like you have a visit.
Yes.
I mean, you really feel like you have an intimate visit.
Yeah, they're right there. And that you're reminding me, Linda, of something I really wanted to say, which was it takes time. It takes a few years, actually, for us to get over a separation like this. A good thing to keep in mind is that the fact that you feel that loss means that you have a good connection with them. And they feel connected to you. So you succeeded as a parent. And if they're going off and launching their own life, you succeeded again.
Yes.
So that's a little bit of solace in those painful moments when you're missing them, you know. And
But what it strikes me at also, and I've thought a lot about this, as I said, over the last several years, is that it's a new chapter in a parent's life.
Right. Yes.
Where for so many years you're hovering and you're caring for and you're worrying about every little thing, both bodily needs and psychological needs and educational needs and what have you. And then all of a sudden they aren't there and you now have to address your own life
and
a new way again.
Yes, and it's an opportunity to do that. When you were thinking a few years ago, I wish I had time to do this.
Exactly.
You now have the time and energy to do that. And you can direct your energy and make a new life. So fill the nest. Fill the empty nest with things that you feel passionate about and you've wanted to do for a long time. One of the great things about that is that if you do that, your kids will see how you do that. And that'll be part of your legacy. And put into the family, our family can, you know, kids grow up, kids leave the house, kids go out on their own, and they thrive, and the parents can manage on their own and build a new life. And that's a very exciting thing. And you can start to do things. You can make, I think of this like, I'm a runner and a biker, and, you know, I think every time I run a marathon or do something like that, I think this is something that's great for my kids. They'll see, I'm almost 60 years old. Oh, here's that crazy grandpa. I'm not a grandpa yet. I'm hoping to be a grandpa. But there's that crazy grandpa in our family who ran marathons, at 60 years old. So it creates a world of possibilities. So when I'm building a life, I'm also building a kind of legacy that can expand. And it can expand the family possibilities. So if you throw yourself in something you love, you're also creating that for your family as a whole.
I always use the expression of late, fill your dance card.
Many
years ago when people would go to formals,
they'd
have a dance card and they'd know who they were dancing with.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know where I got that from, but in my own head I made this up and I've been saying it to myself pretty much for the last however many 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to fill your dance card.
Yes.
Right?
Well, I think there's two aspects to this then. There's the I miss the kids, or I miss the kid.
Yes.
And then there's the what are we going to do with all this time that we used to devote to being parents.
Yes.
And now we're still parents, but we have a lot more time to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I think in a lot of cases it's a time for a couple to realize hey, we have time for each other. Do we even know what to do with that time?
And, and that takes an adjustment, actually.
And to figure that out and to, you know, because if you had a certain role as a parent, as a father, or as a mother, where you were always doing or doing the driving or doing, you know, all these different things we do for our kids. Now you have that extra time to do things with each other or to do things on your own, you know, and to figure out how all of that works. So I think there's both aspects to
this. There is doing things on your own. So you're, in a way, establishing some space for yourself.
Right.
But you do also have to adjust to your marriage in a new way, your partnership. Because you are back in a relationship you probably didn't have as much time and energy for before.
Right.
So that can take some adjustment, too. So you might want to keep that in mind as the kids are getting off. But, you know, Linda, we're filling the dance card again to get back to that. So you've established really good, loving relationships with your kids. Otherwise, you wouldn't miss them. So now's a chance to do that with some other people as well. So to make some new relationships, make some new friendships, you know, reconnect with some members of the family that you haven't seen for a while. My wife and I just did that. We reconnected with a cousin of mine and are building a better relationship with some other people.
That's a great point because I think some of us are lucky to live near family, but many of us
don't have
our siblings or our parents are no longer with us or what have you, around us. So community, at least in my life, a lot of it was focused around my children and the community that grew around them.
Absolutely. Right?
Then when that becomes a void, it's almost the challenge is, again, to reconnect with a community that makes sense for you.
One of those,
individual and a couple.
Yeah, one of those communities is the parents of the kids who also left. So you've got
this.
So we've been connecting with, and you get to talk about the little weasels yourself again. You know, about, oh, and you hear about the parents whose kids came back, and you can think, I'm lucky, actually.
Right.
They're my kids. You know, they got, so those little weasels are off, and they're stuck with them still. You know. So
there's a lot to talk about this subject. Maybe we'll come back and talk about it again
a little bit more. Sure.
Remember, if you have a question for Dr. Rich, write to him at hloa@upstate.edu, and we'll try to put yours on the air next time.